Defense to contract enforceability. So we'll look at the genuineness of assent. Here we can have a mistake. We can have a mutual mistake and sometimes a unilateral mistake, right? But we'll look at mistake. If mistakes concern future market value or quality of the object of the contract, okay? The mistake is one of value mistake. And either party normally can enforce the contract as is, since each party is considered to have assumed the risk. A mistake of fact is where either one party or both parties are mistaken of the nature of the contract or agreement, the subject matter that we're agreeing to. A mutual mistake, as it indicates, is where both parties are mistaken about the subject matter of the contract. Let's say we have a painting and we say that's the Mona Lisa. We both genuinely believe that it is the Mona Lisa. But it turns out, and we made a deal for $100,000, and we both believe that. We signed the contract, and we purchased that. And come find out later from an expert, it is not the Mona Lisa. That will be a mutual mistake, and both any party can enforce it. Who the court will believe? Well, that's for the court to decide. Fraudulent misrepresentation. When an innocent party is fraudulently induced to enter into a contract, the contract usually can be avoided because the party has not voluntarily consented to the terms. A fraudulent misrepresentation occurs when one party to the contract misrepresents a material fact to the other party with the intention of deceiving the other party, and the other party justifiably relies on the misrepresentation. To collect damages, a party must also have been injured. So prove the injury, money damages, or maybe. Misrepresentation may be based on conduct as well as oral or written statement. Proven. Here we have undue influence, for instance, which undue influence arises from special kinds of relationship in which one party can greatly influence another party, thus overcoming that party free will. Elderly people may be influenced by caretakers. Clients may be influenced by their attorneys. Children may be influenced by their parents. An essential feature of undue influence is that the party being taken advantage of does not in reality exercise free will in entering into a contract. So the contract lacks genuine assent and is voidable. Duress. Assent is not genuine if one of the party is forced, and the key word here is forced, into a contract. Duress, forcing a party to do something, including entering into a contract through fear created by threats. Blackmail or extortion to induce consent to a contract constitute duress. Duress is both a defense to the enforcement of a contract and a ground for the rescission of a contract.